This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The top American military officer is holding talks Wednesday with his Russian counterpart as the United States works to secure basing rights and other counterterrorism support in countries bordering Afghanistan, an effort Moscow has opposed. The day-long session in Finland's capital between General Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, and the chief of the Russian General Staff comes at a crucial time after the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan. Without troops on the ground, the U.S. needs to reach more basing, intelligence sharing, and other agreements to help monitor al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants in Afghanistan. Milley made it clear just a few days ago the basing issue was a key topic on his European trip, saying he discussed it with NATO counterparts when they met in Greece over the weekend. Witnesses said attackers struck Taliban vehicles in eastern Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing at least two fighters and three civilians in the latest violence since the group's takeover of the country in mid-August. In one attack, gunmen opened fire on a Taliban vehicle at a local gas station in the provincial capital of Jalalabad, killing two fighters and a gas station attendant, according to witnesses. A child was also killed, they added. Another child was killed and two Taliban were wounded in a separate attack, a bombing of another vehicle. No one claimed immediate responsibility for Wednesday's attacks, although the Islamic State group, which is headquartered in eastern Afghanistan, took responsibility for similar attacks in Jalalabad last week that killed eight. The Taliban and the Islamic State are enemies, and the attacks have raised the specter of wider conflict between the country's new rulers and their longtime rivals. This is VOA News. Local residents and media reports say most of the population of a Myanmar town near the Indian border have fled after buildings were set ablaze by artillery amid fighting between militia forces opposed to military rule and the army. A community leader says around 10,000 people normally live there, but most had left to seek shelter in surrounding areas, including India. In India's neighboring state, the head of a civil society group claims 5,500 people from Myanmar had arrived in just two districts over the past week as they scrambled to escape a military crackdown. Myanmar has been in turmoil since a government led by pro-democracy veteran Aung San Suu Kyi was toppled in February, sparking nationwide anger, strikes, protests, and the emergence of an anti-junta militia. During fighting last weekend in the border town, about 20 homes were set ablaze, with photographs on social media showing buildings engulfed in flames. Britain on Wednesday said it was eyeing membership of an existing trade deal between the United States, Canada, and Mexico as hopes faded for an immediate separate agreement with Washington. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday made no commitment to a free trade deal with the United Kingdom while visiting Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who has vaunted Britain's ability to seal its own alliances post-Brexit. The United States-Mexico-Canada agreement came into effect last year, replacing the previous North American Free Trade Agreement. Britain's newly appointed foreign minister, Liz Truss, has reportedly raised stalled negotiations with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken when they met in New York on Monday. But U.S. Democratic Senator Brendan Boyle tweeted, quote, about 30% of U.S. trade is with Canada and Mexico. China accounts for another 13%. As for the UK, it is 2.5%, the same as Taiwan, Vietnam, and India. So when some are confused why a trade deal with the UK isn't a high priority, now you know. German health authorities are planning new rules under which unvaccinated workers would not receive compensation for lost pay if coronavirus measures force them to quarantine, according to a draft decision by state health ministries. The rule would come into effect on October 11th. The rules would affect people who test positive for the virus and those returning from trips to countries designated high risk for COVID-19, which now include Britain, Turkey, and parts of France. Unvaccinated travelers from such countries are required to quarantine for at least 5 days. Those who are vaccinated or recently recovered are not. Critics have said such rules would be equivalent to a mandate for COVID-19 vaccinations because many workers cannot afford to stay at home without pay. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.